Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Everybody, welcome to the Midnight Paco podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me.
That's right.
Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco podcast on Instagram, my friendlies.
Yes, on all platforms, really.
This dude got a website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out.
Yeah.
I got to update it again, dog.
You got to update it, man. You got to keep it fresh.
I know. I'm so used to now. I post the episodes and then all the shorts and clips. I'll be getting those out there, so I apologize to the website.
Busy. Don't apologize for grinding.
I know.
There's no apology. And there's also no excuses.
Exactly. There's no excuses.
Yes,
I'm always working.
We both are always working.
So please hit the like.
And subscribe.
Notifications if you would, please.
Please.
So when I do drop all these shorts, you get them.
Absolutely.
And it goes ding, ding, ding. Guess what? Midnight Paco Podcast. Yeah. We have a new one.
They're at it again. Crumbs.
They're saying some silly stuff.
I don't know about you, but my stuff is silly informative.
Yes. I tend to just be silly sometimes.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about, you know, because especially when you just
I know. But when you drop gems, it's usually in conversation, and, you know, I have some insightful things too, but.
Absolutely.
Good cop, bad cop.
That's what they call us.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. What up, dog?
You know what? A lot.
Man, for all the comedians out there.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you. This is for all the new comedians out there.
All you newbies.
Don't always be in a rush to try new stuff when you don't have your old stuff bottled down, solid tight.
Right.
But, I mean, I was all over the place today, tonight.
What do you mean, Justin? Do tell.
Well, because my whole goal.
What happened tonight? What did we do tonight?
We did some comedy.
Yes.
It was fun because we got there. For one, we call and we find out Yes, they're having it. We're on the list. Show up. We ain't got to worry because we're at the end. Kudos. And we got
Shout out to the two Daves.
Yeah. And Travis Scott for getting us on the list.
Shout out to Travis Scott.
Yes. So, you know, then we got to do 10 minutes.
My 10 minutes went so fast.
It did. And you went so smooth.
Thank you.
Yeah, you had a plan. Seemed like you had a plan. But you still remembered. I mean, even though, no, let me put it this way. Because you don't go word for word, you're able to talk about your material differently every goddamn time. You know what I mean? But it's still the same punchlines.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean? You get to the same punchlines.
Yeah. I'm trying different things.
Yeah. And big shout out to that because I'm watching. Man. But the whole time, I'm in my head because I was only planning to do certain things. And then they were like 10 minutes. And I'm like, well, what the hell do I do? And I'm like, okay, well, I'll do this. And I'll do this. And I'll do this. And I'll do this. And I'll go from there. And my whole point was to try the new Mr. Clean stuff.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Which went well, but it would have went so much better if you took your hat off.
I know.
You're talking about being a bald head.
It was so cold.
Mr. Clean and you have a Scully on. No one knows you're bald.
100%.
Even if you would have took it off and put it like back on like the gentleman that was from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, I meant to have it more sideways just so it looked, you know, go up there looking, but I didn't.
I wanted to.
Either way.
I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to. Two things.
Mm-hmm.
I had questions.
Yes.
And I wanted to also mentally punch you.
Yes.
In the brain, like, mother.
Yes.
Like, so you, this is what I'm.
I went.
Hold on, bro. Check this out.
Wow.
You said your plan was, he was like, I'm going to go in and scan the room and look and see.
And there was
and then
mostly comics. So
mostly comics, but you scanned the room. Even though your Bruce Leroy is good, you scanned the room, but you went on ahead with that one.
Well, yeah.
But nobody knew.
Well, no. At that point, I was just trying to fill the time because I knew everything else in the beginning was like, burr, 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 you know, all fucking all over the place.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, but there wasn't that many females there. You know what I mean?
It don't matter. It would have been more relatable, I believe, in my personal
100%.
Opinion, more relatable than the Bruce Leroy.
But at that point, it was trying to get the rep. I'm trying to, dude, the stuff I forgot, the stuff I didn't even go to, the stuff I just cut, you know what I mean? The stuff I'm just like, boom, 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 you know, just, you know, because it just... Trying to remember up there everything, and I'm just like, wow, ooh. Because I've always added a bunch of other stuff to these things, you know what I mean, when it started off. And so now it's like, unless I'm doing the full set, like I was trying to find where to go and where to grasp and just where to transit. It was just, and then when I was like, am I going to kidnap? Then I was like, going to go right into, you know, but I was like, wait, I forgot about the whole Amber Alert shit.
Yeah.
And then I just went back into that. Yeah. And I was just like,
you just jumped around.
So I'm just saying, it was like, I didn't have everything nailed to what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And then I got extra time. So at that point, like I said, I was just like, well, I need to work on it. I haven't did the like Batman and Iron, you know what I mean, all that stuff.
Well, yeah, and that's why when the extra time was offered to me, I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see what I could do.
Yeah, especially we ain't been up in like...
It's been a month.
Yeah.
Because we've been dedicating our time to you guys.
Yeah, 100%. I mean,
shout out to everybody. Shout out to all the platforms.
Yeah.
Listening, watching, all the countries.
Yeah. Oh,
because you know why?
Big shout out, yeah.
Midnight Paco is
worldwide. 100%. And we love everybody that listens.
Shout out to everybody that's watching and listening from all over the world. We do appreciate that.
I mean, even YouTube, I think it, you know, closed captions, different languages, if they're watching automatically. Yes.
Shout out to all of our Spanish listeners out there that's watching it in Spanish that has to read the subtitles. Maybe we're going to work on it so you can... You know, listen to it straight.
I mean, it'd be one complete voice, though.
Right? That's fine.
That'd be weird, though.
It'd be weird, but fine.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, think it was all like, you know, muchas gracias.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Who knows?
Like the Midnight Paco podcast. Thank you for joining. Muchas gracias.
I don't know. They probably sound a lot better.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But one dude doing me
and same dude thing doing you. Yeah.
Right. I like that.
What if he was like, muchas gracias. Yes. Muchas gracias. Lucy, muchas gracias, Justin.
Justin Fuller. Justin Fuller.
Por favor, subscribe.
Por favor, isn't that French?
Please. No.
Oh, por favor, senor.
Yeah, so yes. Please, sir.
Please, mister.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. I know a little bit. A little bit Spanish. About a little bit.
I know a little Spanish, too.
Oh, shit.
Living la vida loca.
You don't even know.
Like mocha. Living la vida loca.
That dude was on fire back then.
He was. But he was, all the ladies that was jonesing for him, he didn't want none of y'all.
None of y'all.
Not one.
Nope. He wanted your brother.
Yeah.
Or your daddy. I don't know if he liked DILFs.
Living la vida loca. Even this day's a menudo.
Yeah.
When he was doing that. In the joy of Puerto Rico. He was enjoying Puerto Rico, but it wasn't with no hope. I'm sorry. But he, you know.
Facts.
All these years.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people out there that we found out.
That was jonesing over him and wanted a shot at Menudo with him and Living La Vida Loca.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, Living La Vida Loca. He really wanted your brother. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He probably did, too. He probably got it. Dude, that's so Diddy. I don't even get it, man. I mean, I get it for some people, but I don't know.
So he was like, what is that? How did the lyric go? Something like in and out, something. In and out. Move so I can see your brother.
What was it? The laugh button.
Is that what that was?
The laugh button.
Okay.
We got laugh button, people.
It's a laugh button.
It's a laugh button.
Yes. So it's like you hit the button. Go ahead and hit the button and see. That's the laugh button.
That's the laugh button.
Sure.
Upgrades. We only got a few buttons.
We have a few buttons. But the more you contribute, the more buttons you have. Thank you for everybody.
Oh, you ain't lying, man.
Thanks to everyone. Really appreciate everyone.
Yeah, so tonight was a good night, though, man. It was fun.
I think it was a great night for comedy. Yeah. We saw some, some good people.
Yeah, G-Dub. Shout out to G-Dub.
Shout out to Jordan Sanchez.
Yeah, shout out to Jordan Sanchez.
Shout out to Trevor.
Trevor Scott. Yep.
Shout out to Dave.
Dave Ruggiero. Yep. And then Dave... The owner of the funny.
Shout out to Dave at the Funny Farm.
Yep.
Yeah, shout out to all the comics that
put on. He was showing all the pictures.
Yeah, he was.
History.
Giving us history. Yeah. And, he took the time to speak to us and things like that. That was very cool. Appreciate him.
It's a nice little good spot, man. It's good to go to spots where it's a club.
It's a club. And see, like, we got some insights that we didn't know before.
Yeah.
Like, most people, they want to. How they do set up the deals with the comics and things, and how many people's seats, and
can they fill it? And then most of them,
if they can fill it, they want 150 seats.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at this place here. We can get 100 people standing room only in here.
It's tight.
It's gonna be tight. But if you get the VIP section, which is the kitchen.
You got perfect view right here.
Perfect view of us, and plus you get snacks. So VIP is going to be $1,050. So $1,050 for VIP. Yeah. To be in here, hey, this room here, yeah. And Yeah, we can fill it up. We have overnight rooms if you're interested. That's $8,000.
That's $8,000.
And if you want to stay overnight, we have massage chairs. I mean, it's going to be a little tight, but you know,
we can probably be a line for that.
We can accommodate.
People will fall out in that shit right there.
Oh, that chair right there.
Oh, you out. You're going to wake up with a sore back, though.
Sore back, but you're going to be you're going to have a sore back and well-rested at the same time.
You're
going to
love every minute of it while it's happening.
Yeah. And we're going to call that chair the horn, yeah, chair. Horn, yeah. No, Diddy, but horn, yeah.
Horn, yeah.
Horn, yeah. But, yeah, you know, to pick back on what Justin said, you know what? You have to master that old material. Mm. And I'm not saying I mastered my old material, but you know, I pretty much got it by memory because it's my stuff. It's my material.
Yeah,
it's
not
no one else's. I didn't get it from no one else.
Mm-mm.
Not, you know, and it's my material.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
So that way I can pick out and rearrange how I want because it's mine.
Oh, I know.
That's the beauty of having your own material.
Yeah. But when you don't know where you want to go, and you're just jumping from your shit.
I tried a new joke.
You did. You did. I thought it was good.
I was trying to act. You see my acting
skills? Yeah.
I was trying to
act. It was good.
Thanks, man.
This crowd, I mean, it was all comedians, really, tonight. Yeah. It was a rough one. It was a rough one. Because there was, no feedback kind. A little bit. A little bit of feedback.
Yeah. I mean, someone... Where was I? Someone right there. Was loving all my shit. Right there.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Is that Bob's wife?
No, Gary.
Was that Gary's
wife?
Yeah.
She was loving it. Yeah.
I was like, shout out to her.
Yeah. She was loving it.
She loved all that shit.
Yeah. I mean, the guys over here, they were cool with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was okay for what it was.
You know, the lights are so bright, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I really couldn't see
anybody.
Like, you'll see an image.
Because they weren't in the front row.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They were like a couple rows back. So
Jordan
it's like.
Jordan made a good point about
it. He did.
Yeah. Jordan Sanchez was a comic he performed, and he was like, you guys should really sit in the front row.
Yeah, but he said so I could slap you.
Hey, shout out to Jordan Sanchez. He did a great job.
No, he did. He gave us, a shout out. He was up on stage just, having fun, man. Yeah. That's what he was doing. He's like, you guys thought I wrote some jokes? I ain't writing no fucking jokes. Cracking up, though.
He's got a good bit about the barber. If he works and masters that, that's actually some good material.
The barber bit?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a good barber bit. Hey, look up Jordan Sanchez if you're in the area. If you see him performing, go watch him perform. Watch it. You know, support live comedy.
Yeah.
We up here, we're putting on shows for people. Support live comedy in your town.
Yeah.
In your city. Find a local comedy club. Find out if they're doing open mics. Go to those open mics.
Yeah, go to open mics.
A bunch of comedians.
It's a variety show, basically.
Beginners, people that's been doing it for a while.
Yeah. It's a comedy show.
It's a comedy show.
It really is. I mean, you won't get some of the best. There's some, but they're still beginners. You know what I mean?
Not all.
That's what I'm saying. Not all, because you got people who've been doing it for years up in there. Working on material.
And the material, like say you have an artist or a sculptor that's been sculpting for a long time. You know, their stuff is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Even some artists, they ball up and throw away some stuff that's great art.
Yeah.
That never
sees the light of day.
That can draw has a lot of talent in one finger, more than people do in their whole bodies, but they don't like it because they're particular.
Yeah.
They crumble it up and throw. So that's what some of the comedy is. But when you go to an open mic show, you're getting a variety of different comedy styles.
Variety. That's the best thing about it is
variety. Versus when you go to a paid, you know, a big national act.
Yeah, because you know what you're expecting to see when you go out. For the most part, you're trying to see a headliner or something.
Well, yeah,
you know
what I mean? But when you see a headliner and they bring their feature or their you know, their opener.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's going to be somewhat a light comedy.
Yeah.
But with the open mic, not only do you get several comedians, you get different ranges of all types of comedy. Mm-hmm. If you're a fan of comedy, you should go to these open mics in your city. Yeah. Look up and see when the open mics are in your city, and by all means, support local open mic.
I mean, they're a lot cheaper than regular shows, too. I mean, some are free. Obviously, at bars, some of them are free, obviously. But, I mean, like, if you go to a comedy club that's having them, I mean, it's really maybe like $5 to get in.
$5 or $6.
You know what I mean? It's a night. It's like an hour and a half long show, usually. Something like that.
A variety of different,
you know, yeah, up to like,
you will not be disappointed.
15 comics or whatever the case. It's cool, man. 5 minutes each. You see, you can see how long 5 minutes can be for people sometimes.
Or if you ever want to try it yourself, look up the open mic, go there. And for the new comics, don't go perform and leave.
Yeah.
If you're serious about this, just stay there and watch the show.
Yeah, you don't learn nothing leaving.
See what works, what don't work. Record your set. Especially if it's your first time on stage, record it.
Oh, yeah.
So you can see how you look.
Right. Yeah, because not only that, I mean, you'll learn so much from your first set. You know what I mean?
It's even things you can learn from, like, the position of the mic, you know?
Yeah, that's why, you know, like, when I did my stuff today.
No Diddy.
Yeah, no Diddy. The whole point was I knew where I was going. I knew it was, like, early on, so I was standing there the whole time because I had to use the mic stand. I went to pick that bitch up. It was heavy at the bottom. Yeah. Oh, my God, damn. I thought I was going to be able to, like, just, you know, do this easy. It's like, that didn't work so easy.
So, and I'm glad you said that. Like,
damn.
New comics, you know, if you can hang out with other comics, get with a group of positive comedians that can give you positive feedback.
Yeah.
That could be very useful. Like, if you're with a crew of comedians, like, that you respect their comedy, meaning that you find them funny.
Mm-hmm.
And if they, you know, give you the pleasure of hanging out with them, take advantage of that. Shoot their jokes around. They can listen to your set, and they can see what you could do better. And, you know, you can't go in there thinking you know everything and have an open mind.
Yeah, you got to have an open mind because you definitely don't know everything.
Have an open mind. And shout out to Sean Showtime for assisting on the Mr. Clean joke.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to Sean Showtime for sure. Yeah,
he gave me that. Was a dope suggestion. And,
right.
And I think it would have worked better.
Yeah, I got to have the hat off for sure, yeah. I mean, I understand that, but, you know, obviously it's trying to just get the motions and the feel of the joke and the structure because I always use him first.
I understand.
You know what I mean? So what about the friends?
The friend?
When I was like, my friends called me Schmeagle, I was like, friend?
All of that was dope.
The ones they'll talk shit on you.
It would have been so relatable.
Yeah.
If they would have saw the ears.
Yeah.
In your head.
Yeah.
But you were making jokes about your ears and head.
And they were covered with the hat. I get it. Yeah.
So I mean, you're telling jokes, which mm-hmm. are good, mm-hmm. but we are on stage.
100%. No, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
And that's the whole point of having the five ingredients.
Yeah.
That was taught to me and I'm pushing to you.
Yeah.
You got to have a performer, a place to perform, sound, lights.
Yes.
And an audience. To have a show.
Yeah, to have a show.
If you don't have those five ingredients, you don't have a show.
No.
You have crumbs.
Crumbs. Crumbs.
It's like ordering a Polish boy. Now, a Polish boy in Cleveland, what that means to us is you have to have the sausage, no Diddy. You have to have the bun.
No Diddy.
You have to have fries and coleslaw and barbecue sauce. That is a Polish boy. If you don't have one of those, you don't have a Polish boy. You have crumbs.
You have crumbs.
So you have to ask yourself.
I don't like coleslaw.
You don't like coleslaw? Mm. Have you had it on the Polish boy?
No.
Well, you should try it.
Okay.
Like, if you don't like cabbage, who don't like cabbage? You don't like cabbage?
I'm not a fan of cabbage, but no. I've had pigs in a blanket.
Okay. All right. And cabbage is cabbage.
I know it's chopped up, and yeah. Cabbage pigs in a blanket is cabbage wrapped with.
With the bacon.
Meat. No meat, and then you got cabbage wrapped around it. You put it in like sauce.
Okay.
I mean, there's different people call pigs in a blanket different things because they have like those.
I thought it was the
little wieners with the dough.
Yeah, the no diddy.
Though. No diddy.
Yes.
Yeah, no diddy dough. Those are also I think called pigs in a blanket.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying if you want to just try some Cleveland style stuff,
they would call it stuffed cabbage. I guess you would say.
If you want to try some Cleveland style stuff, like you know, it was a restaurant. I can't think of the name of it, but they made their sandwiches and it had coleslaw and fries on it, mm-hmm. which were good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's Polish boy. I think that's a Cleveland thing. I guess I don't know. But yeah. It's pretty good. You got to try it. But even if it's not the Polish boy,
it don't got the ingredients.
If you don't have the complete ingredients, you have
nothing.
Yes.
I mean, you got subpar. Put it like that.
Yeah.
Because you can do it, but it ain't gonna be what you want it to be.
Why?
It's what I'm saying. Because well, that's what I'm saying. You yeah. You shoot for what you want.
Yeah.
The Polish boy. You want the full ingredients.
It's like making a pizza with no sauce.
Yeah, what the, I mean, that's stupid.
It's like cheese bread.
Which isn't bad.
I mean, it's not, but it's not a pizza.
It's definitely not a pizza.
Yeah, it's like a pizza with no sauce. It's not a pizza without any sauce or cheese.
Agreed.
It's just...
dough.
Like, say if you made, like... yes, it's just like dough. Say if you made a pizza and you had sauce...
yes.
And no cheese...
mm.
Soggy bread.
It's soggy bread.
Yes, like who wants soggy bread without cheese?
I mean, but it probably tastes good, soggy bread.
Maybe.
But the sauce is good.
Sauce is good.
Especially with bread.
Cheese.
Agreed.
Yes.
Like
Or vegetable. or if you put some meat with it, no diddy meat, but if you put some meat.
Vegetables and sauce. Not spaghetti sauce.
What,
or pizza sauce.
The pizza and the vegetables, if you put some chopped peppers or some...
And that's it? No cheese? Blasphemy. What are we talking about?
Crumbs.
You're right. Crumbs. No good yeah. without all the ingredients.
Yeah, so you gotta have... Same with the show, people. That's the whole point of making.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
gotta have a show. you gotta have those ingredients to have a show.
Yeah, but they were... You couldn't see nobody because they weren't sitting up front.
But the they were there. I knew they were there.
Yeah,
I saw
yeah,
the
yeah.
lights.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard the sound. I sound great. I heard the sound.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
The sound was great.
Good people. Good people.
Good people, really.
It sound great. It was a good sound. The lights were wonderful. I look great up there.
Everything's great.
Everything's great. The sound was great.
It's a good spot.
It's a great spot.
For comedy.
It's a great spot, you know what for I
mean?
Comedy.
Yep.
Yeah, like, you know, all the people that's putting on these shows... It's a difference between putting on a show and busy work.
Right.
Busy work is just going in front of the mics. Not caring if people listening, paying attention. You're not really performing. They don't have lights to see you. The sound
yeah.
is not quite right. You don't really have an audience. You have a... What do you call an audience that's not paying attention? What is that?
People in the room. There. People in the room.
People in the room.
I mean, they're there, but... I mean,
audience versus people in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what you strive for.
Audience.
Yeah.
Versus people in the room.
But the problem is a lot of people don't promote all these things either. You know, so only like open mics at bars is where people more so go, like comedians will just go and work on material. It's like a rep. I mean, you're going there for a rep. You're really not going for an audience if you're going to an open mic at a bar. You're going to do a rep. You know what I mean? And you got to go with that mindset that that's what you're going to do is right. do that rep and get that work in because, trust me, man, repetition. And people say, oh, why are you doing the same material, the same material? You know, well, nobody's really said that to me, you know, because I think we've progressed and we've gotten our material. But, you know what I mean? It's like I always feel sometimes when I do old sets, it's like I feel like I should be working on some new stuff, but it's like, I mean, we got a half hour material that if you ain't doing it all the time,
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to me, like, I've built my set based on, okay, if I'm doing a half hour, I'm doing this bit first. You know what I mean? I know where I'm going to do bits within a bigger set.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because the goal is the hour, so I'm trying to plan my life story or how I feel about everything within this structure. You know what I mean? In a sense.
Yeah.
So everything I thought of and I've been building is gotten up till now, so... You know, I mean, it's just.
I mean, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I'm just like, you know, throw, like the way I did it was like I did my material
mm-hmm.
and I tried something new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I slid it in there.
I mean, you did it right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, cause I wanted to come out the gate with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I wanted to come out different.
Yeah.
Than I normally come out.
Right. Right. Yep. Yep.
So
yeah.
I wanted to wake them back up.
Yeah.
I tried that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know they were ready for that.
it worked.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, man, your whole thing was smooth. You know what I mean? Mine was like, you know, rusty.
I was rusty, too, and I was a little nervous.
That I kind of wasn't because I thought I had what I was going to do. But then once I got up there and I just started going and
I
just...
You know what I think? It was a combination of I haven't been up on stage in a while.
Yeah.
And I was a little nervous because I saw how the night was going.
Yeah. Yeah. You already know. Yeah. Because we were last, basically. You know what I mean?
I was observant and I saw how the night was going.
Yeah. I mean, we knew what it was going to be.
Yeah, but I was like, you know.
You thought maybe I could
change it a little bit. I could turn it around.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always go back to that night in Sandusky.
Oh, hell yeah, boy.
I go back to that night, and I really knew then that my team there that laughed at me.
I did.
Laughed at me for doing...
I wish
I could do this and it zoom in on my face. That laughed at me for trying to do what they should have done.
100%. Hey, I ain't doubting you.
Like, if I tried
I threw in the white flag.
I said, F that.
I mean, I did the set, but dude, you know.
I said, F that.
I did have a robot.
I came in there like, look.
He valiantly, effortlessly tried.
And I was snatched back to the cord. I was ready to dive in. I was going in like.
He had him for a good 5 seconds.
I was like, yo. And the cord was like, yank.
And they went.
I was like, hibbity-jabbity-jibba-jibba-jibba-jibba-jibba-jibba.
Dude, that was just, though. That was.
And I got laughed at. Like, instead of encouraged, like, you know what? You did that shit. And that's what we should have did. But I got laughed. What a team.
You got laughed at.
What a team I had.
Hey, I had your back. I said, nice try. You gave it a good try. But I knew that shit was going to be a fail. And the one dude was like, you want me to have them do another song first? Or you want to? I was like, let me get this over with. And I went up there and did my robot. I just went through my motions, boy. Nobody was... There was a couple people paying attention because one dude said you were funny. That was funny. That made me feel okay. Because one out of like... What was it like?
The stage was way...
Yeah, there was like no... And everybody was partying over there. Like just...
Instead of me going up on that stage up there, guess where I was? I was down in the crowd. I was Method Man.
I mean, he was still far away from the crowd, but he was on the floor.
I was as close as I could get. You know, Method Man go into the crowd and rocks out.
He tried.
I tried, but I was like, I came to bring the pain harp. That's back by the court. That's about all the attention I had too. Like,
yeah,
I came to bring the pain, and then I got snatched back by the cord.
Yeah,
check out my astral plane. That was it.
That was it. That was it.
My team.
Hey man, that was that night. That day was like a but it was a good lesson.
Yeah,
it was a good lesson.
Get a better team.
Wow.
They won't make fun of your efforts.
I mean,
that will support your efforts and do the same thing you did.
Yeah, no, I didn't that night. Not that night. I will now, because I know what's at stake.
What's the difference between now and then?
Because I gave up at that point. I was just seeing how that shit was going too, and then soon I just knew. And then I think you went up after me, right?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I could have swore you went up after me.
But, you know.
Or was it because. No, I think. I want to say you did because you were like, I'm going to try and get him back. You know? I was like, good luck. I said, good luck. Go get him, dog. And he was just like. And he tried. He tried. It didn't work. That place, they didn't give.
So every time F's. That happens, you know, like.
They didn't give F's about who was on stage.
So tonight was sort of similar. And I said, I've seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I gotta do. I tried.
You did good.
Thank you.
No, you did good tonight. It's just, you know, how the crowd was, or, you know, even lack thereof one, really. It was a slower night than usual. I mean, there was still quite, you know, decent amount of people.
I had fun.
I always have fun, man, because I like the environment. You know what I mean? It's like there's cool people there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all. It's cool the environment. Yeah, when you show up and you, yeah, it was knocking the rust off. That's what it was. And I realized I needed to just go back to the basics because I still have to iron out the new stuff with the same set. You know what I mean? Because I'm constantly adding to my sets is what it is. And so they become these things where I forget. Oh shit, I forgot that. I completely forgot that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, wow. That bit's been like, maybe been 2 minutes. Now it's like 4 or almost 5 minutes now. You know what I mean? So.
And plus, you know, like, shout out to Tank. You know, he gave me suggestions.
Yeah, shout out to Tank.
You know, like I said, you find, you know, a good crew to hang around and they can, like, you know, critique your work without hate. A positive. Shout out to Tank with a C.
Mm-hmm.
Tank. Hold on, I'm sorry. Tink with a C.
With a C.
Tink with a C. Shout out to Tink with a C. he gave me some suggestions. He was like, man, trim the fat. You know, it's taking you too long to get to your punchline. Trim the fat.
Yeah.
So I took out some words and tried to add some.
Yeah, you shortened it up. Yeah, you shortened it up. Yeah. I've seen how you did it. Yeah.
So.
No, it worked out good. I mean, like I said, I mean, the way you've done your sets anyway, it's like, you know, they're always different because you always just go up there almost free. You know what I mean? But you have things. Right. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's just the punchlines come out, but it's just the way you get to them is always kind of different.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what works.
Yeah.
And what can I do different? Can I say this to punch it up? Can I use other punchlines? You know, it's all, like I always say, it's comedy practice.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Just like
right.
a medical practice, just like a legal practice. It's comedy practice.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really, when I said my team, I wasn't really referring to Justin. It was someone there that really was like, you know, and I'm like, dude, you the OG. You should have been encouraging or trying to do what I did.
Right.
Instead of laughing at me the whole way. They laughed at me all the way home.
Right. Well, that's what comedians do, I guess.
I mean, you know.
Well, especially if they've been there and seen it. You know, But it's a lesson learned, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I said, man. That's
positive vibes around you.
That, yeah, for sure. Well, that's the whole point with what Charles Walden was saying. You know what I mean? It's like in that 10-year period is where you've been through all these things. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah, sure.
Even tonight wasn't really a big night, but it was a learning experience.
It was a learning.
For what I have. You know, I didn't do terrible, but from my standpoint, I did horrible. You know what I mean? But
right.
I got through everything. You know what I mean? It's just, I even had a good, you know, off of that one dude shit. You know what I mean?
Right,
a
sure.
Good comeback and everything. So it was just able to flip things in the moment. That's why I always say crowd work is going to be when you want it. You know what I mean? It's the back and forth. And
yeah.
If you're witty, you're going to be okay. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You'll be
so,
just fine.
But that's not what, I mean, you know me, I was just trying to lead into a joke, but he started talking, so we went back and forth. But, you know, it's just, it's all learning experience. So that's where I think the 10-year, you know, it makes me feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
About the 10-year thing, because it's like we're still doing it, but we're still learning, obviously, throughout this whole period. You know.
Yeah. You know what? You know, I wanted to say, you watched. You know, we normally don't do this, but I really like. I'm a fan of podcasts. People that you know that's doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
The way I view podcasts, I look at the podcasts, I look at the numbers, I look at the subscribers. That's just something that I do.
He's a number watcher.
Yeah, I'm a number watcher. I'm looking to see how your numbers are doing. And you know, some of these people are out of here, like, you know, $1 million worth of games. Shout out to Wallow and Gilly in Philly doing their thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shannon Sharp doing their thing.
Right.
But I got an extra warm heart for the people that's getting it out the mud, like Jay and myself.
Yeah.
You know, Shannon Sharp played in the NFL. He was on SportsCenter.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of people who are already, you know, famous got good numbers because
yeah,
of their, yeah.
He's famous, and, you know, Wallow is his cousin, and, you know, that was a great team, great, you know, it's almost like the Pet Shop Boys song back in the day. I've got the brains, you got the looks, let's make lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
They doing their thing. You know, I'm not crapping on it, but shout out to them.
Oh, yeah.
And shout out to everybody else that's getting it from the mud. Like, and it's not a shot against people that were already famous and got a following.
No, because they've grown, you know, they were grinding in their own right to get to where they're at, to be able to use,
absolutely,
you know, their talents or whatever,
yeah,
to, you know, keep profiting from what, you know, what they were doing,
right,
you know, keeping their fans in with their lives anyway. So it's just another avenue for their fans to follow, and it's cool for them to have such a big following. It shows how many people, you know, and then Shannon Sharp just brings more because of all the people he has on interview, you know,
yeah,
what I mean? So it's, no, it's a cool thing, and that's where there's room for everybody. You know, people watch,
absolutely,
shit all the time,
sure,
so it's just like, you know, and everybody has their own different formats.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Different formats. You know, I'm very observant. You know, someone brought to my attention how Shannon Sharp, like, switch up his background. He's doing interviews in different areas each time, which
mm-hmm.
is dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had the resources to be able to do that.
That's the resources, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I like all of his interviews. Shannon Sharp does master introductions. Like, wow.
Oh, yeah, he digs. He digs for them. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're awesome. Like, unmatched in the game, like, ever before. I haven't heard anybody do introductions like that, but, you know, it's super dope. But I really liked the interview with Wallow and Shannon Sharp. Great interview. If you haven't seen it,
yeah,
go watch the whole interview. Wallow is basically, he's like not holding back on any information. He ain't trying to play tough guy and none of that stuff.
No, not at all.
How it was.
Yeah, not at all.
Telling the truth, you know, everybody else probably would have told a story like woo, 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 or whatever, how they was in prison.
Right.
No, Wallow kept it all the way a bean.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it was like really gangster, like, if you ask me, the way he did it, because he could have been a tyrant. He could have been a tyrant in prison. But he came out and said, nah, I wasn't like that. either he was telling the truth or the truth was he was really a tyrant in that boy. Real bad boys move in silence. You know, that's how it goes.
Right, right. No, I think when you're in a place like that, man, you just, you know, you adapt and survive. But, I mean, when it's all said and done, it's like you kind of have to – I think you have to tell yourself – you know, if you're not looking for no trouble, but you know how people are, man.
Right.
You know, so it's just like you have to kind of say, like when I was going to Iraq, dude, I was like, I'm not gonna make it back.
Right.
I kind of just, you know, before I left, I was trying to just get my mind right, like I ain't gonna see nobody, and I try to use these, you know, the moments. I didn't let nobody know this, but every time I hung out with somebody, I was trying to like hang out, you know what I mean, and enjoy it because. I didn't know my best friend died before I left, right. So I was really fucked up. Right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If he can die here, I can die over there easy. You know what I'm right. saying? So it's like,
but if you was over there, if you was, you know, unaliving people and putting on their skin and carrying their heads in your bag, you're not gonna come over here and tell us.
Not that. At all. I mean, I didn't do none of that.
You see what I'm saying? Like, but if you was,
yeah, no. Well, I mean, depending on my mindset. I'm like, yo, guess what I was doing? It depends. But no, I mean, I would hope not. You know what I mean? But
I mean, that's probably where you had to be there. You yeah. had to be where you was over there.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
To survive, you had to go somewhere.
No.
You had
to, you know, I mean, my mind went where I would have did whatever, but luckily I didn't have to do anything. You know what I mean? So
it
was,
I
lucked out. I lucked out. I don't know how. I don't know. But either way,
yeah.
I'm wearing a bracelet because somebody didn't make it. You know what yeah. I mean? So there was shit going fuck down when we were at. So, yeah. So him being in prison, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I got a family member, you know, I spent some time. So it's like, he's been in jail with motherfuckers and killed people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we didn't have in-depth conversations about shit or how, you know, you had to get through it. But I would think hopefully you move a certain way, but at some point you just gotta be like, I'm not gonna let something happen to me and I'm gonna protect myself. And right. if I have to die, I have to die.
Right.
And you don't wanna think that way. And I know that sounds sad, but I mean, I'm not saying I'm gonna go around acting tough.
Right.
But I mean, I'm not gonna not defend myself. And then oh, what sure. do you do? You know what I mean? Right. So it's just, yeah, you have to go in with a mindset like, I'm just gonna mind my business. Dude, yeah. when I went to boot camp, basic training, nobody knew who the fuck I was for 2 weeks. But then my personality started to shine because I got comfortable. I was observing. I seen everything. And everybody knew who the fuck I was at the end. So it's right. just one of those deals where I got the respect of everybody around me. But I was sitting back watching how to, you know, maneuver through this because I knew I was going to be here for 12 weeks.
Right.
Like I had a mindset like, okay, I got to survive and be good and just take it for what it is. Just pay attention and do what I got to do. Right. You know, so yeah, him going through that, man. And then, but he was 20 years or
not sure, exactly
15. I think it was like 10 to 15, maybe.
Yeah, I'm really not sure.
Oh, no, because he said coming up, he would spend more time in prison than he did in his like life.
I do remember hearing that, but the exact number I don't
yeah,
remember.
Okay.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Out, hitting the ground running, being a thinking man.
And having that inside to keep
absolutely.
Going, you
yeah,
know.
Absolutely. To keep going and wanting to stay out of the penitentiary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about right
you know,
there.
Coming up with a plan to stay out of the penitentiary if you've ever been in there.
Right.
You know, and same with everybody, and kudos to people that choose the life not to go into the penitentiary.
I mean, sometimes you're in, you get into situations,
oh, yeah.
you know what I mean? And it's just like, that's what he was saying. He was said something like, your boys, they say they ain't going to snitch on you. They're going to snitch on you. Because
oh,
they're going to say this and that, and then their mama going to be in there and be like, you better tell them what
right.
you know. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
And exactly.
So it's just like, yeah, man. I mean, you got to always move a certain way. Like, I was always worried. That was the one thing I never wanted to end up in jail, dog.
Yeah.
Never wanted, and I know people, you know, they don't mean to. Everyone goes out for a couple drinks or something. You know what I mean? And it's just the way things are and how cops can, you know, just sit and wait and pull people. You know what I mean? It's like they can ruin lives. And that person could have been fine going home. And I know, I understand why, because of drunk driving and all that stuff. And that's bad too. But at the same time, it's almost just like people's lives can be ruined by one thing, and then it just goes down.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's a what you call it, like an avalanche?
Yeah, snowball.
Snowball effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is crazy.
It just keeps on and building.
Shout out to, you know, everybody else, you know, like, you know, I got two cousins that came out to the penitentiary and hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Didn't take no for an answer.
Right.
Wasn't, like, making excuses. Like, they wouldn't hire me because of my background. And they was, you know, consisted of, you know, staying out of the penitentiary. So, shout out to everybody. Yeah.
It's dedication, man. You got to work hard because, like he said, he had to. Didn't he say he had to separate himself from a bunch of people because, you know, it's just what you're around and what you're used to sometimes. You know, sometimes it's environment, man. You can't help where you're at and where you know.
Even in, like, for example, for us, you know, we wasn't in a penitentiary, but we still have to, you know, like, I sort of think that our entertainment circle.
Mm-hmm.
We have to surround ourselves with like-minded people.
Yes.
Because it's people that you've grown up with that do not share your vision and can't see your vision.
Yeah, yeah.
So
right?
I'm not saying you should stop talking to them, but you should be able to, like, it's just like work. Like, you know, how was your day? Man, it was cool. Or it was crappy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get into detail.
Yeah.
Your work is work, but it's just like with this entertainment. You have to surround yourself with like-minded people. So, you know, like, you know, we're talking to, shout out to Swiss the Big Cheese out
there. Yeah, shout out to Swiss the Big Cheese, yeah.
And he's a like-minded person that we communicate with.
Hustling.
Grinding.
Grinding, man. Doing the damn thing.
Yeah, he's going to be on a show soon.
Yeah.
We're actually booked up for a while, but, you know, these names, stay tuned and you will see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, you find, once you start doing something, you find like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to replace your friends, but...
No, never replace. And the good thing, I mean, like, I think more family members around me didn't see my vision more so than my friends kind of are like, finally, Justin may have something. You know what I mean? He's going towards something or whatever the case, you know what I mean? So...
Right. Shout out to D-Hawk.
Yeah, shout out to D-Hawk.
He always, you know, he stressed to me that support comes in many different forms. It may not be the way that you expect it to be, but support comes in many different forms.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. Because in my mind, it's like, yo, a lot of people in this city, I mess with a lot of people in this city. I mean, I got proof.
Yeah,
I
you
got
do.
T-shirts. I got
right.
CDs.
Yeah.
I got shot glasses. I got hoodies. I got things to show, look, I support my local artists. I got books. I support people that's doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, whenever I do something.
You're a big supporter, man.
I'm just thinking, like, it should come back from those same people. But it don't.
Don't.
Not necessarily how you think.
No.
But it do. It comes back.
I mean, it can. I mean, it just depends on who they are.
Yeah, we got something that works. And that's
prime
example of how things come back
full circle,
but not the way you expect.
Right.
So we'll see. We'll see about that.
Yeah. I got you. You're saying.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got things in the works, and, you know, to be announced, and you'll see. So Midnight Paco, we work. Oh, we work.
I mean, dude, we have to, because work ain't cutting it for me.
Yeah, these 9-to-5 jobs, you know, any employers out there that's watching, any bosses that's watching, you know, you're going to have to rethink the way you're doing things.
Right.
It's just like, times are changing. Things are evolving. If you got good employees, hold on to them. Keep them happy.
Mm-mm. No, they don't. They want to try and get everything out of you, make you miserable.
Well, that's why they're having trouble, especially with these young people.
Yeah.
These young people are on something totally different.
Yeah, they don't give F's.
I know young people that called off because it's raining.
Right.
I'm not coming in. It's raining.
Right.
That's because, you know, school is taught. It was teaching us how to operate in the real world, I guess. When I was coming up, we you know, I don't
no,
want to sound
life,
like my
life
parents.
Life did.
I don't want to sound like my parents, but they told me stories like, we walked to school with snow up to our knees.
Oh, yeah.
For 5 miles. These kids call off because it's lightning. School is out.
I mean, it's too cold sometimes. They ain't, it's too cold, they'll go.
I used to have a you know how people go to the gym and they buy weighted vests?
Yeah.
My book bag was a weighted
right?
vest.
Right? You ain't lying, man.
He had like 7 books this thick in my book bag.
I used to walk like a couple miles, maybe more to my
These
middle
kids
school.
Went from rolling their bags to like laptops.
Oh, yeah. Shit, they all got phones and tablets and shit.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers.
You know? So you're dealing with these younger people who are thinking on a different level.
Yeah. Problem is, man, workers are replaceable, and they know that. They're not going to get the same work out of the good, you know, the person they replace for the most part, you know, the good worker. Because they treat them like shit, they're like, oh, we can just replace them and get another person in here. But, yeah, but depending on, and the problem is that person will end up seeing how you treat people. And then they'll just like, bye, and leave. Because they'll find something else. They're like, I ain't going to deal with this shit. Not for what you're paying me. You know what I mean? It's just like.
And I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face. And guess what? I don't change colors. In my profession, for all my drivers out there, whenever you leave the yard and you come back unscathed, yep. No equipment damaged, nobody hurt, nobody died, that is a beautiful day, and it needs to be congratulated.
Yep. I'll salute that.
That's a great day, and kudos to you, and good job.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you leave the yard and return for the day, or for that week you're gone, or for that month you're gone, and you return with no damages, great job, and I appreciate you. If your job don't say it, I'm going to say it. I appreciate you, and that's a great day. And it should be appreciated, you know, more than just we get one day of the week, drivers appreciate it. And sometimes we get warm room temperature spoiled waters on Driver Appreciation Day.
That one wasn't.
No, this one wasn't.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
I've learned my lesson.
I appreciate you guys every day.
Yeah.
All my fellow drivers out there, kudos to you. Keep being safe out there. Don't let these drivers or non-drivers with these cameras that's watching you deter you or make you think you're a bad driver, because if you left unscathed and you came back unscathed, you did a great job.
Yep.
You did a great job.
Yeah, because
these cameras and these employers that really aren't appreciating you, you'll be fine. You will be fine. Just don't keep no marks. You don't have any marks. You're doing a great job out there. Don't let nobody tell you you're doing a bad job.
Yeah. F them machines.
F people that ain't been driving.
Yeah.
To tell professionals that they're doing a bad job. You know, like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Policies and procedures and rules don't make you a good driver. Like I said, when you leave unscathed and you come back with no incidents, nobody got hurt, you didn't get no tickets or nothing, or that's a great job.
Right.
Good job.
Oh, yeah.
You people are writing people up on their jobs for things that could have happened. That didn't happen.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? What do you mean by that?
Well, if you out and say you run, you know, if you ran a red light.
Okay.
And the camera catches it. And normally the camera catches it because you brake.
Okay.
And then the camera comes on and they see that you broke for that red light, but you kept rolling.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you didn't get a ticket. You didn't hurt anybody, but you can get in trouble.
Because it would have been bad. It could have been bad.
That's some bullshit.
That's straight bullshit. Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Or you know, if the rule is, you know, you can't touch electronic or, you know,
or you're
touching the phone or something. Even though it could have been you're touching the equipment because of their faulty equipment in there.
Right.
You know, you're supposed to pull over to a safe spot to correct the issue. But you, in a semi, you can't always pull over.
Yeah, no.
A driver would know that.
You can't
always pull over to correct the situation.
Yeah.
And if you correct the situation and it's fixed, no ticket, no trooper saw you.
No harm, no foul.
Why are you harassing that driver with a million miles plus with no marks about some bullshit. You know, you can't drive. People, it makes you uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It makes
you
like, I can't drive like this.
Second guess yourself all the time.
I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. Or, oh, shit, I'm fixing the situation, but it's a chance that the camera might pick me up and I might be fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. It sucks going to work every day expecting to be fired.
Or yeah, thinking or what fired. Is that called? That's like that's creating a something environment.
Hostile?
Uneasy or hostile
that's
environment.
That's a hostile environment. Yeah. Really?
So you're not making it better.
No.
And this is another one I'll say
to But you know what I hate about this? And people will say this too. It's like, well, you don't have to work there.
You don't have to work there, but these cameras is like if you work it for companies, it's a company standard. Mm. All I'm saying is, you know, you're creating a hostile environment.
Yeah.
It's doing more damage than good.
Right.
Even it out with some kudos. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had some situations I know the camera picked up that I avoided accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, hey, you know what? We saw what you did out there. Great job.
Right.
You don't hear that.
No, not at all, dude. You know why? Because they expect you to do that.
They expect me to do that?
Mm-hmm.
But then you're gonna harass me about some bull crap.
That's any job, man. Any job, nobody says, hey, good job. No, because you're expected to do that. But once you fuck up, why'd you fuck up? Because, you know what I mean? It's like, and I hate messing up. I messed up the other day. I loaded some shit that I shouldn't have loaded. And just because, I mean, regardless of what the situation is, it was just a lack of, you know, judgment, whatever the case. But no harm, no foul. Somebody else had to take it, which I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because the other dude brought the shit back and somebody else took what needed to be taken. You know what I mean? But it was just one of those deals where I was mad. But I was so mad because it gives fuel to those who talk shit. So I hate messing up. I'm my worst critic. I hate it.
Me too. I like to do things the right way too. But guess what? Mistakes do
shit happens. Exactly.
It happens.
It happens.
And you know, when it happens, yeah, you should get talked to when mistakes generally happen. But you know,
to make you feel like your job's on the line and be fucking nervous now every time you get behind the wheel or do your job. You know what I mean?
Insane.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Insane.
It's nuts. You know, and the worst thing is people just play games with people like, we ain't got lives or nothing like that and still got shit we got to get done. You know what I mean? It's like, if you come to work every day, do what you're supposed to do, what are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? Did we get back? Everything get delivered? Everything good? Everything get loaded? What are we talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But no, everyone's stuck in... The problem is everyone's stuck in their own worlds, and that's all they do. They have nothing to look forward to afterward as they get out. See, this is us.
A lot of these policies and procedures are, like, so, like, ridiculous. It's, like, stupid. Like, you can't tell me how to react to a situation because, you know, I'm still human.
Right.
You know?
I got you, dog.
But, you know what? Keep on rocking in the free world, y'all.
That's right, brother.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Hey, everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the _great_CORE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. You know what? I appreciate everybody.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And keep on rocking so we can... quit our 9-to-5s and maybe our hair grow back on our head.
We
won't be so stressed out.
I don't want it. I like it. It's smooth.
Well, if I quit my 9-to-5 and I grow my hair back, I'm getting my hair like how Justin Bieber had his hair when he first came out.
Oh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby. Ooh. Peace out.
podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.